Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Magnuson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Magnuson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kenney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. May reaches second base with a double. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Munson reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Munson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Mercer moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Cater reaches second base with a double. Mercer scores. White moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater moves to third. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Munson and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Lee Richard pinch runs for Mike Hershberger. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Munson and he is out, Kenny applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing center field. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottlemyre covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is 0-for-1 in the game. Romo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly bunts towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romo moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Munson. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Munson steals second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stottel Miri, and towards Clark, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Swoboda strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kenny now playing third base. Gene Michael now playing shortstop. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romo hits a pop-up towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottel Miri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottel Miri is 0 for 2 in the game. Stottel Miri strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Munson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael strikes out. There goes White. The throw from Hermann to second, and White is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Spence for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Jerry Kenney. Jim Little pinch runs for John Ellis. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Felipe Alou now playing first base. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Rich Hinton. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly bunts towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McKinney moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard bunts towards the mound. Stottle Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McKinney moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Kelly scores. May moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.